We got a couple of guests in the studio with us this morning, Noreen Johnson and Mary Robichaud of Diverse Options. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for letting us be here.
We got a couple of different things to talk about this morning. And you got a ribbon cutting coming up, I believe, this Friday,
this
right?
This Friday, yeah, 9 o'clock. So our day services has been totally remodeled. So we will be asking people to join us. We'll have the ribbon cutting and snacks afterwards, and people can come through and check out the new room. I don't know. I just keep repeating myself here.
Well, what kind of services do you provide with the day services? Basically, it provides people with some respite, right?
Yeah. So day services is from 7:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. And we help with the daily activities of living. And then we provide activities for them to do. We make sure that they have any help they need and send them out on field trips and just try and make their world a little bit better.
And we're talking, what's the term that's used now? Consumers?
Team members now.
Team members, okay.
Yep, consumers was before.
Okay.
Good memory.
It changes from time to time.
It does.
So that's at 9 o'clock then?
Yes.
All right.
So, and we will have our coffee there and cookies afterwards for anyone who wants to come through, and then we can show them around our building too.
And where are you located again?
571 Fenton Street.
And that's been the case for almost 50 years, is it?
Yeah, probably around maybe 25, 30 years.
Okay.
We were at another location before that on Oshkosh Street.
Okay. But it was your 50th anniversary you celebrated. Was that last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Last year. Okay. So. All right. Another thing is you have a coffee brand coming out. What's that all about?
Well, I don't even remember when it was. When was it? Last fall? We partnered with Element Coffee. They came up with a custom roast just for Diverse Options. So we've been selling it under our brand Diverse Blend Coffee. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to expand that now. We still sell the coffee out of our building and online. We have a small store in our lobby, so we sell the coffee through there. And
Ace Hardware.
Yes. And Ace Hardware has also put our coffee on their shelf, so they've been selling quite a bit of that, so that's a good thing. We are looking to expand our coffee business. We're looking to partner with other businesses who will put our coffee on the shelf. Heart Mercantile.
We're considering. It hasn't been confirmed yet.
Okay, so we're looking for more businesses to partner with that will sell our coffee retail. And we're also looking into setting up a small coffee shop, a mobile coffee shop that we can, pop up places around town to sell our coffee.
So being a coffee drinker, I have to ask, is it pre-ground then?
We sell beans and ground coffee.
Do.
Yep.
I know some people like to grind their own, so.
Yeah. We usually sell out of the beans fast. So we're partnering right now with Companion Roastery out at Vines and Rushes. So they're doing our roasting our coffee for us right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been fun.
How much is it for a bag?
We have two sizes. We have a 4-ounce bag that we sell for $6 and a 12-ounce bag that we sell for $14.
Wow.
So, all right. Yeah, it's good coffee, too.
Most times you only get a 10-ounce bag now, so, that's good. Pretty good deal.
Good coffee and a good deal, yeah.
It's okay.
A very, very good medium dark roast.
All right. I haven't had coffee yet today. I'm kind of putting that off. I got a dental appointment later, so,
I'm going to be sitting in a chair.
So, anyway. All right. So, you have a share event that's coming up at Culver's. What's that about? Is that a fundraiser?
It is a fundraiser.
Okay.
Culver's partners with different organizations and causes and things throughout the year. So, on the April 29th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. will be our fundraiser. So we'll have people there working and helping out, cleaning tables and delivering orders and things like that. And then Culver's will donate a certain percentage to Diverse Options of their total sales for the evening.
Okay, so I say it's 5 to 8 p.m.?
5 to 8 p.m. on April 29th.
All right, so what day of the week did you say that was?
That's a Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. Yep. All right. Very good.
Yeah, so come on out.
All right.
Eat your dinner there, or even the gift cards count. So if you don't want to have any food right then, you can buy a gift card, and those sales will go toward our amount also.
That works too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're pretty excited about that.
All right. So just to recap, ribbon cutting is this Friday at 9. You got
correct
a coffee brand on sale, and you got a share event coming up at Culver's here in Ripon, I'm assuming, right?
Correct.
Right? Okay. On Wednesday the 29th. Anything else, ladies?
Always a lot of stuff going on at Diverse Options. Yep. But
okay.
Yeah, we'll have brought fries this summer and a couple other events coming up. So we'll just keep you apprised.
Let us know. We'll get you on. So
awesome.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, that is Noreen Johnson and Mary Robichaud of Diverse Options of Ripon. We appreciate them joining us today.